A new study suggests that people who drink a lot of diet soda may have a higher risk of both stroke and dementia. Those who drink it daily, especially, are more likely to develop one of those diseases compared to those who have diet soda far less often. For more, we're joined now by the lead author of the study, Matthew Pauze. He's a neurologist at the Boston University School of Medicine. He joins us via Skype. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So first of all, tell us more about the findings of this study, a possible higher risk of stroke and dementia if you drink diet soda every day?
Sure. So it's important to note that our results are observational, which means we observe trends amongst a large group of people, but our results certainly do not suggest causality. In other words, we can't be sure that diet sodas are causing stroke or causing dementia, but we are seeing associations between those who more frequently consume diet soda and a higher risk of both stroke and dementia within the next 10 years.
And what is the elevated risk?
Sure. So those who were drinking diet soda on a daily basis, their risk for stroke and dementia was about 3 times as high as compared to someone who was not drinking diet soda.
I see. Now, again, just to reiterate, you're not saying that there's any causation here, but did your study look at any other possible variables around why this elevated risk might be there?
Sure. So now that we've shown this association, it's going to be important to understand why that association might be there to try and understand it in more detail. It's possible that diet sodas are associated with risk factors like obesity and diabetes, and this might be linked to a higher risk of stroke or a higher risk of dementia. But on the other hand, it's also possible that those people who are unhealthy to begin with, say those who already have diabetes, they already have obesity, gravitate more towards the diet sodas to begin with. So now this is something that we really need to explore in more detail to understand which way the association is going.
Hmm. Well, the American Beverage Association is responding to your study. They say in a statement that low-calorie sweeteners have been proven safe by worldwide government safety authorities as well as hundreds of scientific studies. And they also add that, quote, while we respect the mission of these organizations to help prevent conditions like stroke and dementia, the authors of this study acknowledge that their conclusions do not and cannot prove cause and effect. So, I mean, in that case, what is the utility? What's the real purpose of this study?
Sure. Well, actually, we don't have a lot of data on how diet beverages relate to a lot of different health outcomes. So, for example, it takes a long time to develop stroke and a long time to develop dementia. So it's not something that's really been investigated before. So now we really need these sorts of studies to investigate what are the associations between diet beverages and different health outcomes so that consumers can make informed choices about the beverages that they're having.
Hmm. But just to be clear also, Dr. Pauze, I don't see anything in the study that recommends people switch back to full sugar sodas.
That's an excellent point. We certainly don't recommend that people drink normal or regular sugary sodas. These are known to be associated with a range of different health issues such as weight gain and diabetes. So certainly drinking regular soda is not a healthy option.
Mm.
And I guess our study is calling for people to be somewhat cautious about diet beverages, questioning whether they're a healthy alternative. But as I'm saying, we now need more research to investigate this further before we can make solid recommendations.
Yeah, point taken. But let me also ask you one thing about the complexity of doing these kinds of studies, because the American Heart Association noted in a commentary that accompanied your study that the participants were overwhelmingly white, and it's possible that ethnic preferences may influence how people select sugary or artificially sweetened drinks. So comment on that.
I agree completely, and that's something we noted in our paper. One interesting thing about our study was that people were much more likely to drink diet beverages as compared to regular sodas. So it's possible that we might see different associations in different groups that, say, more frequently consumed regular soda, for example. So now we really are calling for other studies to see if our results hold up in other samples of different participants.
Hmm. And finally, Dr. Pauze, I'm just curious, the study focused on the possible elevated risk of stroke and dementia. Why those two diseases?
Sure. These are the two diseases I am most interested in, and thus it's the two diseases I wanted to study. It's important to note that we know that excess sugar is associated with vascular risk factors, and this includes things like obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure. And we know in turn that these conditions have adverse effects on the brain. So we felt it was important to understand the associations, therefore, between intake of regular soda, of diet soda, with different aspects of brain health.
Well, that's Dr. Matthew Pazé, neurologist at Boston University School of Medicine and lead author on this study about diet soda drinks. Dr. Pazé, thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.